Hello, this is the Archaeology News Weekly. Welcome back, I'm David Connolly. This news is brought to you in partnership between Stone Pages and the British Archaeological Jobs and Resources website. All the stories have been collected from various sources, and to view details on these stories, including the source, please see the Stone Pages website at news.stonepages.com. And now, the main headlines from around the world are as follows. Well, we have plenty of Bronze Age news this week, and with the rare children's burials from that period being, as they say, rare, we have not one, but two to report on. So here we are. A Bronze Age barrow is found in North Yorkshire. A new theory explains the fall of ancient Argaric people in Spain. Excavations reveal 3,000-year-old Vietnamese artefacts. Coastal erosion turns up a child's Bronze Age remain in North England. And cocoa is found to have been used as early as 1000 BCE. Prehistoric mammoth hunters' campsite has been found in Russia, and conclusive evidence that the Neolithic Vinca people were a metallurgical culture. Archaeologists unearth a 4,000-year-old temple in Peru, and yet another Bronze Age child is found, this time under a school in South England. The race is on to excavate Bronze Age barrow before it collapses over a cliff in England, and finally, the excavation of a massive Neolithic settlement near Stonehenge continues. The first evidence of a Bronze Age settlement in Dewsbury has been uncovered at a sewage works in Earls Heaton, North Yorkshire. The dig has uncovered a possible burial ground called a barrow, and also items thought to date back to Roman period. One item archaeologists uncovered was a pot containing human ashes, which is believed to be around 3,500 years old. The dig is being carried out by an archaeological company, Northern Archaeological Associates. West Yorkshire Archaeology Service had a record that there were some features in the field, which led to the survey to see if there was more to it than just the crop marks. It identified there was a possible Bronze Age barrow and a possible Romano-British settlement. A spokesman for Yorkshire Water said that the remains that had been found were in the storage rather than the construction area, and so work had not been affected. One of Western Europe's earliest known urban societies may have sown the seeds of its own downfall, a new study suggests. Mystery surrounded the fall of the Bronze Age Argaric people in southeast Spain, one of Europe's driest areas. The study provides early evidence for cultural collapse caused, at least in part, by humans meddling with the environment. The findings were based on pollen preserved in a peat deposit located in the mountains of eastern Andalusia in Spain. The researchers drilled a sediment core from Cañada del Gitano basin high up in Andalusia's Sierra del Baza region. The studying of the abundance of the different types of pollen preserved in the sedimentary deposits, the researchers were able to reconstruct what kind of vegetation covered the area in ancient times. They compiled a pollen sequence which shows how vegetation changes over thousands of years. This can give clues as to how human settlement and climate affected the ecosystem. The Argaric culture emerged in southeast Spain around 4,300 years ago. The civilization, which inhabited small fortified towns, was one of the first in Western Europe to adopt Bronze Age workings. But around 3,600 years ago, the culture mysteriously vanished from the archaeological record. Before the appearance of the Argaric civilization, the slopes of Sierra del Baza were covered with a diverse forest dominated by deciduous oaks and other broadleaf trees. But around 4,200 years ago, just after the civilization emerged, significant amounts of charcoal appear in the pollen sequence. What astonished researchers was the speed of the change. The ecological transformation was very abrupt, appearing to have taken place in little more than a decade. About 300 years after this ecological transformation, the Argaric civilization disappeared. The degradation of soils and vegetation could have caused the collapse of agriculture and pastoralism, the foundation of their economy. This would have led to a mass depopulation of the area. Archaeologists have unearthed hundreds of stone and earthenware artefacts believed to be nearly 3,000 years old on the An Hai Islet in the southern province of Ba Rai Vung Tau in Vietnam. From November the 5th to the 13th, the site has revealed two ancient ovens, 144 stone tools, two pieces of jewellery, two items made from buffalo teeth, and hundreds of other ancient objects. Archaeologists believe the finds belong to the Sahuayin culture, dating back to around 2,600 years ago. High tides and winds have battered the Northumberland coast in England and served up a burial mystery for archaeologists. Erosion by the sea has revealed what seems to be the remains of a Bronze Age child. What's perplexed archaeologists was a layer of hard white material which appears to have been moulded around the body like a casing. "I've never seen anything like this material before," said Sarah Rushton of Northumberland County Council. The burial had been purposefully cut into a layer of peat, which has been dated to between 3780 and 1000 BCE. The same vicinity has produced other examples of prehistoric burials falling into the sea because of erosion. A two-year study of the entire northeast coastline is starting because of the threat to archaeological and historic sites from climate change and coastal erosion. Dr. Clive Waddington, who excavated a Stone Age site on the Northumberland coast at Howick, is Managing Director of Archaeological Research Services, which has been commissioned by English Heritage to carry out the coastal survey. He said that there have been one or two instances elsewhere in the country where a white gypsum-like material has been found in burials. It turns very hard, like concrete, and it's certainly a very unusual find. The gypsum may have been applied to symbolise some sort of transition from the world of the living to the world of the dead, and to reflect the change from one state to another. Two prehistoric burial cairns containing the remains of two bodies and a cremation emerged from the eroding Druridge Bay coastline in 1983. 10 years later, two kists, or stone burial chambers, were revealed in the same area, and two highly decorated Bronze Age pottery beakers were found. This suggests a large Bronze Age burial site which has been used over a long period of time. Investigations concluded that most of the burial site has already been lost to coastal erosion and also to open cast coal mining, but the new discovery indicates that many more burials may still remain. Chemical and archaeological evidence has pushed back the earliest known use of cocoa, the key ingredient of chocolate, by 500 years. The chemical compound theobromine, which only occurs in the cocoa plant, has been found on pottery vessels dating back to as early as 1000 BCE. Experts discovered some ancient vessels that were used to serve a fermented cocoa drink made from the sweet pulp of the plant. The vessels were unearthed at sites in Puerto Escondido, Honduras. The earliest use of cocoa in Mesoamerica is likely to have been for a fermented drink, lead author Professor John Henderson wrote in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Such drinks may have contained up to 5% alcohol in volume. It's been known that the seeds were used to make a frothed chocolate drink, which became central to social life throughout Mesoamerica. It was drunk at important ceremonies to mark weddings and births, especially by the elites. As the drink was frothy, it was served in a spouted bottle with a flaring neck. However, long-neck bottle samples that predate the spouted bottle were also found to contain cocoa residues. The researchers suggest that the vessel type was inappropriate for frothing, but better for pouring. This led the authors to conclude that early cocoa was consumed as a fermented beverage made from pulp rather than from seeds. During the time of the Aztec Empire, chocolate seeds were used as an early form of currency as well. Recent excavations at an ancient settlement, part of the Vinca culture, which was one of Europe's biggest prehistoric civilizations, point to a metropolis with a great degree of sophistication and a taste for art and fashion, so say archaeologists. In the Neolithic settlement located in what is now southern Serbia, men would have rushed around a smoking furnace melting metal for tools. An ox would have pulled a cartload of ore passing by an art workshop where a group of beautiful young women stood in short skirts. According to the figurines found, young women were beautifully dressed, just like today's girls in Serbia, in short tops and miniskirts. Now I have to say that's their words, not mine. The unnamed tribe, which lived between 5,400 and 4,700 BCE in the 120-hectare site of what is now Plochnik, knew about trade, crafts, art and metallurgy. Near the settlement, a thermal well might be evidence for Europe's oldest spa. One of the most exciting finds for the archaeologist was the discovery of a sophisticated metal workshop with a furnace and tools, including a copper chisel and a two-headed hammer and axe. This might prove that the Copper Age started in Europe at least 500 years earlier than had previously been thought. The Copper Age marks the first stage of humans' use of metal, with copper tools used alongside stone implements. It's thought to have started around the 4th millennium BCE in southern Europe and a few 100 years earlier in the Middle East. The Vinca culture flourished from 5500 to 4000 BCE and got its name from the present-day village of Vinca, 10 kilometres east of Belgrade on the Danube River, where early 20th century excavations uncovered the remains of 8 Neolithic villages. The settlement was destroyed, however, at some point, probably in the first part of the 5th millennium, by a huge fire. The Plochnek site was first discovered in 1927 during the building of a rail line, and some findings were published at the time, but war, lack of funds and objections from the farmers meant it was investigated only sporadically until digging began again in earnest in 1996. Archaeologists in Peru have unearthed a 4,000-year-old temple on the northern coast, making it one of the oldest discoveries of its kind in the Americas. Archaeologist Walter Alva said the temple is located inside a larger complex in the Lambayeque Valley, 760 kilometres north of Lima, and located near another site which he had unearthed in the 1980s. The temple, named Ventaron by the team of scientists that uncovered it, includes murals and a staircase that leads up to a hidden altar, likely used for fire worship. At a Peruvian government conference this weekend, Alva announced that carbon dating conducted in the United States shows that the murals and the temple are at least 4,000 years old. Alva said that Ventaron is unique because of the plethora of murals as well as its construction methods and design. It sits right next to the site, Sipan site, the religious center of the Moche culture, which flourished in the northern coast of Peru between 200 BCE and 700 CE. Alva's team found a wall painting which depicts a deer caught in a net after discovering a hidden staircase leading up to an altar. Another red and white painting was also found. The rare remains of a Bronze Age child have been discovered by archaeologists carrying out a dig at a Suffolk school in England. Culford School in Culford, near Bury St Edmunds, asked for an archaeological survey to be carried out by Suffolk County Council's Archaeological Service before building work began on a new tennis court next to the school's sports centre. Archaeologists, who had been working on the site for 2 weeks, first discovered some human teeth, then fragments of bone, before finding a skull which is believed to be a child of around 7 or 8 years old. A pot from the area, and identified by a chevron design, and worked pieces of flint, which may have been left as an offering for the afterlife, were also found. As the remains were found in isolation, it's thought that the child may have been of some high status within the group, perhaps the son and daughter of a tribal leader. The artefacts have been transferred to Suffolk County Council's Finds Department at Shire Hall for analysis to determine the child's age and sex. Archaeologists are in a race against time to excavate a 4,000-year-old burial ground discovered just 20 feet from a crumbling cliff edge. The Bronze Age barrow was unearthed at Peacehaven Heights, east of Brighton in East Sussex, where cliffs are eroding at an incredible rate of 2 feet a year. The mound is now inching ever closer to the edge and will begin falling 200 feet into the sea within about 10 years. Project leader Susan Burke said that they are trying to uncover the barrow's secrets before it goes over to a watery grave. It's a rare opportunity to excavate in a complete Bronze Age round barrow situated on a dramatic cliff edge before it and all its secrets are lost to the sea. The pace of coastal erosion means it's likely that the site will be unsafe to access within 10 years. English Heritage and the landowner gave their approval for volunteers from Brighton and Hove Archaeological Society and the Mid-Sussex Field Archaeological Team to dig in the hope of discovering when exactly the grave was built, by who and for whom. The volunteer archaeologists are not the first, however, to dig into the barrow. Fragments of clay pipe found in the recent dig suggest that Victorian grave robbers, or antiquarians, were the first to search the site. The latest excavations also indicate the barrow was dug into during the Second World War, after they uncovered two slit trenches probably used by soldiers to try and defend the coast against enemy attack. Archaeologists working near Stonehenge have uncovered what they believe is the largest Neolithic settlement ever discovered in northern Europe. Remains of an estimated 300 houses are thought to survive under earthworks 3 kilometres from the famous stone rings, and the ten so far have been excavated. But there would have been at least double that total, according to the archaeologists leading the work. What's really exciting is realising just how big the village for the Stonehenge builders actually was, says Professor Mike Parker Pearson of Sheffield University. Allowing for about 4 people to a house, he estimates there could have been room for more than 2,000 people. Analysis of the houses have also shown that some were of higher status than others. It's the first evidence for social difference and hierarchy at the time of Stonehenge, indicating that the organisation of labour for moving and raising the stones was not quite egalitarian. The current work is in its 4th year of a 10-year project, so we look forward to more news on this fascinating landscape. Something I have to confess I've been noticing over all the articles this week is the problem we're having with coastal erosion and climate change, which is a real problem that we have to address right now. So perhaps you'd like to go onto the Stone Pages forum and discuss that very problem. Can I remind people that many new archaeological and heritage employment opportunities are available on Badger. That's www.bajr.org. And Past Horizons has, of course, a vast number of archaeological opportunities around the world, as well as an incredible archaeological tool shop. You can find that at www.pasthorizons.com. And more can always be found on Stone Pages, news.stonepages.com. Thanks very much for listening to Archaeology News Weekly. We hope you return again to us next week.